2 shots of vodka. Ooh, it's gonna be strong.
Boozed up, baby.
Hello. To be fair, for all my letter Kennys, where's Jimmy at?
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
To be fair, to be fair. You watch, you know.
Nobody watches, nobody knows.
People watch it! I swear to God. Anyway. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Boozed Up Bitches. Yes. And today's episode, we are already drunk.
For sure.
Faux show.
We were told that we were supposed to be drunker during this, so
here you go.
We listened to our critics, and we followed suit. We did our thing. So. Yeah. I'm Ange.
I'm Marissa.
And we're outside again.
Yay, there's a plane. Yeah.
They probably couldn't have heard it, but it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, well, I just did it for them, so it's like they were here.
Yeah, I know. Oh, so, before we start and get into anything, I just want to say a shout-out to our listeners across the pond. So, yes. Thank you. Hello.
Yes, Guten Tag. You so much for...
Hello.
Bonjour.
Our listeners in Germany and the UK and New Zealand, like,
yes, hello.
I would love to visit your countries.
Yes. And just everyone in the US who's, we love everybody in Jersey, but, like, those who are not, like, thanks for also listening.
Yeah, New Mexico, hola.
Yeah.
Okay.
Colorado.
Send us the weed. Anyways.
PR.
We'll shout you out. Hardcore.
Hardcore.
Anyway, so before we go into our topic today with our special guest, we want to try... We're doing this thing where we're starting our episodes out with drunk stories from our listeners. So if you have your own drunk story, something crazy, even if it didn't happen to you and maybe you were just involved in a situation, go ahead and email us your story to boozeduppbitches@gmail.com, but no I in the bitches, so... boozeduppbitches@gmail.com. Ooh, I did it.
There is a video tutorial
coming out.
I made it. It is special and dear to me. It is coming.
Near and dear to our hearts. You'll know what we're talking about once you watch it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're
going through emails. We have some long ones that are coming in, so we're just going to, like,
do one today.
It's
yeah.
pretty long. So I'll do the honors of reading the drunk story today. So the drunk story email that I got is anonymous. So we're going to let this person keep their identity private. So this one's pretty long.
Okay.
So the email says, "Hi, booze up bitches. So my crazy story doesn't involve me being drunk exactly, but involves the other person being drunk. Here we go. So I was at a friend's house, and the other people were drinking, doing coke and shit. So who knows what that shit is. I had to drive and didn't do anything besides weed or alcohol, because I have bad anxiety. So when the night ended, I left sober. I had an early class the next morning, and it was already midnight, so I was ready for bed. When I was at the house, I was catching up with an old friend back at the other house, I'm assuming. And she seemed to be going through a lot, so I sent her a text when I got home to let her know I was there for her. She immediately texted me back and kept asking me to hang out right then and now. I finally gave in. She came and picked me up. I brought my pot, and we were driving to her house that was super close. I figured we would sit there, smoke a little, and then she would take me home. Well, that's not what happened. We stopped at her house. I packed a bowl, and she said, I just want to drive, so we got in the car. Right away, she hit someone's mirror, and we were in her mom's car. I saw the open bottle of alcohol and realized, duh, she was drunk because the party, and kept trying to convince her to pull over. At one point, she did, and then said she wanted to drive again. She reversed so fast in a parking lot, hit a truck, even with a backup mirror, oh my god, and goes, oh my god, and drove away. We pulled over a little bit away and checked her mom's car, and it was fine. fine. I don't know how. I asked her to take me home, and she continued to drive to our friend's house, whose party we were at earlier. Once we got to the house, she said, okay, thanks for hanging out with me. Bye. So, since I did not want to be in the car with her any longer because I did not want to die, I said, okay, great, and just got out. It was around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning at this point, and I still had my drug paraphernalia with me, so I didn't want to walk, even though it wasn't that far. So I went on my phone, got a Lyft, and waited 20 to 30 minutes for a Lyft to show up. Once the driver came, he said that he was about to go home and just decided to pick up this ride, which I was so happy for, because otherwise I'd be walking, and if a cop saw me, I'd be screwed. I ended up tipping the Lyft driver a lot of money and never talking to that girl who drove me ever again, because it was scary. Thank you for listening. Bye.
All right, so there's a lot. That's a lot. So do not get into a car with a drunk driver.
Don't sound safe at all.
Yeah, no, it's so dangerous. So if you realize that you are in the car with a drunk driver, try to get out. Try to drive if you're sober, at least. Take their keys. I don't know. I know not too recently a girl died because she got in the car with a friend who was drunk. They were both drunk, so it wasn't...
Yeah. And I mean, at least this person is saying that they weren't really drunk, so, like...
They realized it, thank God, but, like...
Gotta get out of there, girl.
Get out of the car, but...
You know, even if you sound like a dickhead, I feel like you need to just, like, put away those weird feelings and just be like, okay, bye.
No, yeah, so, like, one time, I can admit that, like, one time, I was at a party and someone offered to drive me home and, like, a bunch of us got in and... This wasn't far at all. It was literally a 2-minute drive, thank God. But I think the guy, like, halfway there was, like, driving kind of crazy. And I was like, oh. I looked at my friend and we're like, we need to get out.
Yeah.
Like, the feeling of, like, this isn't safe is so scary. Like, I don't even know if he was drunk
or not. But I was just like,
I definitely was not good. I did not feel comfortable.
Yeah, scary. So,
don't.
But that is a crazy story.
Yeah.
You know?
Good Lord.
Keep sending them because... Once, like, they'll get on eventually, but they're funny to read, that's for sure. They're entertaining, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, what are we drinking tonight?
We call it a breezy peach.
Yep, breezy peach.
So, we'll just keep this drink a little more casual, the way that we described it. So, we went to the local liquor store and picked out a ginormous bottle of New Amsterdam Mango.
Vodka.
Right? It's vodka.
Yeah. So good.
So, we did about, like, a shot or two in a glass, whatever you're feeling. And then we made some unsweetened peach iced tea. Knocks out the sugar and still tastes good.
And then fill her up.
Diet ginger ale. No sugar. Gluten free. She's good. And it feels good on a summer night. Nice and fruity and yummy.
Yep. Delish.
A little sizzling.
Delish. So, it is May. And it's feeling nice out. And I don't want to say the wrong thing. But I'm pretty sure May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Oh, thank God it is. And this is so appropriate for our topic tonight. Mm-hmm. So we are talking about something nice and creepy. BPD, which it stands for Borderline Personality Disorder. And we have a special guest
special.
Yeah, I love to call them special. They are so special.
So near and dear to our hearts. boozy.
Yeah, so boozy. So our guest tonight actually knows, well, we kind of self-diagnosed somebody with BPD. So before we talk to her about it, I'm going to give you the... down low on what borderline personality disorder is. So, this is coming from psychcom.net.
Oops.
And this is the guide to spotting the signs of borderline personality disorder. So, A personality disorder is a pattern of feelings and behaviors that seem appropriate and justified to the person experiencing them, even though these feelings and behaviors cause a great deal of problems in the person's life. So, borderline personality disorder is a disorder that typically includes the following symptoms: inappropriate or extreme emotional reactions, highly impulsive behaviors, or a history of unstable relationships.
So, in addition to all those bullet points that Ange just pointed out, this can also include intense mood swings, impulsive behaviors, and extreme reactions can make it difficult for people with BPD.
To complete schooling and maintain stable jobs and long-lasting, healthy relationships. Wow. This is definitely what this person has. The more I look into it.
It's relatable.
All right, so everybody, welcome our guest, Rihanna.
Rihanna!
Yay! Hi! So, before we really go into the symptoms of BPD, I'm just gonna, ask Rihanna some questions, you know, get a little background on where we're coming from. Yeah. So, Rihanna had a friend, a very close friend, that...
had this disorder.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Borderline personality disorder.
Based on the stories we were told.
Uh-huh. So how long were you guys friends?
We were friends for 3.5 years.
Long time, yeah.
And you were really close, right?
Yeah, we did everything together.
Yeah.
Okay. And about how long, when did you start to realize, something was off?
I would say right around August of 2018.
And that was long were your friends at that point?
Yeah.
Mostly a while?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
So towards the end of this friendship.
Yeah, it was the summertime. Last summer, yeah.
Okay. And so...
Did you feel trapped in the friendship once you realized something was off? Did you then feel oh, fuck, something's off, but, I need to get out of this, but I can't?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It was,
and, how long did you, go through that feeling with her?
I think, at first it started out as, I just want to help her in any way that I can.
Of course.
And then
you realize
that you, can't change a person, and so
especially
I definitely felt...
Especially if they don't want it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely felt trapped for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we're just going to kind of go through the symptoms of borderline... personality disorder, BPD, so if we say that's what it is, because it does vary from person to person, and just some statistics, women are more likely to have this disorder than men.
Women.
And, of course, Rihanna's friend, we're going to call her Sam, is a woman.
She's
so,
got a vagina, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, she does. So, So here we go. Here, we're going to dive into this. We're going to play psychiatrist today and basically diagnose this girl. So our first symptom of BPD is having an unstable or dysfunctional self-image or distorted sense of self. So how someone feels about themselves. So did Sam have a low self-esteem? Were there ever times realize
this. I suck or something.
Yeah, she definitely did. Mostly with, physical traits.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Okay, what? What would she do?
Well, she had an eating disorder for a while.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That,
goes with body image.
Yeah, and she would just, she was a very small girl, very skinny, and she always was Rihanna, I'm so fat.
Yeah.
I was no, you're not. Yeah. It was just,
you're not.
This body dysmorphia that sort of probably fell in probably because of this whole other mental thing. A lot of the times they can, pile on each other, and it's, sucks because it's, fuck, I already have one issue, and then other issues are going to come because I have that issue.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So then the next one says feelings of isolation, boredom, and emptiness. Did she ever sound like she felt lonely? or, like, anything like that?
Yes, but it was mostly, like, a lot of it was to, like, get me to, like, take her somewhere, yeah. do something with her.
Like, she always said, like, she was bored kind of thing. Like, yeah. Like, you can't be, like, alone for, like... 20 minutes, like,
yeah.
I'm bored.
Yeah, like, a more of a, like, I need to be just with to, like, somebody all yeah. the Think time. About all this other,
yeah. yeah. And that's really how it worked. Like, she was always at my house, and when yeah. she wasn't here, I was there. Like, she came to work with me.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, and...
A big-ass clinger.
So, our next one is difficulty feeling empathy for others. So, feeling any type of empathy for others.
Feeling bad yeah. for someone, feeling
related, like connecting, yeah. feeling
regardless of like who what's they are, going what they on. Feel like.
And
yeah.
honestly, that goes with like any emotion because yeah. she didn't feel any emotion for anybody. Like, I remember okay. her mom got really sick, and her grandpa was struggling with a sickness that her mom now got.
Oh, God.
And she would say things all the time about how, like, well, I don't even like my mom. She didn't do this for me. So, like, yeah. maybe she'll just, like, die one day. And oh I'm like, gosh. That is your mother. Like, she birthed you. Are you seriously yeah. about to talk about your mom like yeah. that?
And wouldn't they get an extreme, like, text message fight? Yes. Like, it was super immature and, like, crazy.
Like, and, but to the point where, like, her mom would, like, she'd be sleeping here and her mom would be like, I love you. Good night.
Yeah, like, trying.
Yeah, and like, she'd be like, what? You're mad at me. Like, why are you mad at me? And her mom was like, I'm not. I'm just telling you that I love you. And she's like, don't text me when I'm with my friends. Like, yeah. stupid shit. And she just, like, didn't That's appreciate crazy. Her mother That's in the slightest.
That's crazy, man. That's
But
crazy.
Also, her mom was, like...
Also crazy?
Also insane. But, like, yeah. it's you still definitely genetic.
And I feel for that. But, like, you know, for those times that they, like, if it's a parent and they are going through stuff, obviously, maybe her mom, even if it wasn't borderline personality disorder, she had something going on, like... You know, it's still your parents, like, yeah. even if they're being more immature than you, sometimes you want to, like, step over that and just, like, act like that because you love them, you know? But yeah. clearly she didn't feel that
yeah,
at
no,
all.
Yeah, she had no feelings
so that
at
just,
all.
I don't think it was her fault. I think yeah. it was, like, she obviously, clearly, something was wrong with her, too, and that sucks that they had that, like, relationship because they were both, like, going through shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, so the next one says, a history of unstable relationships that can change drastically from intense love and idolation to intense hate.
I mean, all the time. You have the
Did
example
she ever,
with your parents.
It was well, you, was no, but it was me. With you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I yeah. mean,
well, her, I just, before you go into, like, yours with her, did she ever have a moment where she was, like, obsessed with her mom? Like, did she ever go through, like, a good time with her? Because it sounds like a lot of it was, like, an intense hate. But, like, did she ever say, like, oh, I'm with my mom. I love her. Like, kind of thing.
It went from, she switched between parents.
Okay.
So, like, when she was obsessed with her mom, she hated okay. her dad. But when yeah. she was obsessed with her dad, she hated
yeah.
her mom.
Okay, yeah.
And, honestly, like, it was just, like, hard because her mom would, like, come to me and be like,
yeah.
I don't know what to do. Like, why is she being like this towards
yeah,
me? And
like,
I'm like,
you
just
liked
gotta
her mom,
with her.
Yeah. but she was trying to say, like, all these awful things about her.
Yeah.
About Sam to you, her mom, or the, or Sam was saying awful things about her mom to you and you liked her.
Well,
Does that make sense,
I liked her mom,
yeah.
and Sam would say the mean things about her mom to me and okay. then, like, expect me to agree with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
you
so,
were like,
yeah.
Conflicted.
You're like,
okay.
but I like but her.
How did, okay, so how did she go from these intense changes with you? Like, you have
yes.
examples, stories.
So, basically, like, honestly, the point that, like, really, like, when our friendship completely ended, like, that was a big thing that happened. Like, she came to my house one day, and she was, like, telling me about... So, I went to... therapy with her that day.
Okay.
And then her dad dropped
That's
us off.
That's nice of you
she,
to do with
she
her.
She actually, okay, so one day over the summer, she came to our house okay. and she had a big wound in her arm, self-inflicted.
Oh, gosh.
And so her parents dropped her off here with 4 days' worth of clothes. And we're just like, it's
Instead
your issue.
Instead of taking her
yeah.
to the
and they
hospital.
Knew about
yes.
the injury.
They put a bottle of peroxide in a plastic bag and 4 days' worth of clothes
oh,
into a
God.
Bag. And we're just like, here, Miss, here. Didn't call us telling she was being, like, being
she
dropped
was
self-inflicted off.
Harm.
She just, like, came over.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I noticed because just by, like, her mannerisms, and she was wearing this heavy sweatshirt in the
yeah.
middle of summer. And I was like, what's under that sweatshirt?
Yeah.
And so I made her unwrap it, and I was like, maybe I can fix it. You know, I'm a lifeguard. My dad was a firefighter.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, you know, we can fix
yeah.
it. And my dad immediately started crying and was like, no, you need to go to the hospital. Yeah. So we took her to the hospital, and I stayed with her in the hospital from 7:30 at night to 9 in the morning, and then had to go to work at 9:45.
Okay.
So I...
No sleep.
Yeah. Too. So, like... So I stayed with her through... She it's had so stitches. She had to go through the psychiatric portion of the hospital, and then she was ambulanced to a mental health facility.
Okay.
And so, after that, she had to go to therapy once a week, and she wouldn't go unless I went. So every single week, I went to therapy with her. And so one day, her dad just, like, brought us here, and, I was just, like, going to a lot of doctors recently for, like, my own personal, like, physical stuff. And I was, like, basically just telling her that, like, I needed my own time and she couldn't be constantly attached to my hip all the time. But, like, obviously I'm your best friend. I'm always going to be there to help you.
Yeah.
And she said, okay. Mind you, she was high as a kite. Okay. Like, so high.
So she was, like, doing other things besides the harm to, like, numb her pain, basically. Yeah.
And so I was, like, we're best friends, and I love you, but, like, I also need time to myself.
Yeah,
and
reasonable.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else.
Yeah. No, yeah, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And she went from, like, okay, I love you too, Rihanna, and then she went home, and then she texted me that night and was like, I fucking hate you. Gosh, you called me a burden. And I was like, none of those words came out of my
mouth. Let me just, like, cut in for a second. It's really huge of you for it to be like, wait, I have to step back.
Yeah, that's so good.
I
want to
be here for you, but, like, that's such a mature and, like, just really good for your mental health and yourself to just be like, hold on, let me take care of myself. I still, like, you love her, like, you want to help her, but you're like, I need to care for myself. And in a way, it's like, I want to be there for you. Yeah. Like, this is going to help me. And I suck that she didn't realize it. But that is really a huge thing to just be like, let me take some time. I'm not going to be in as much. I'll be back kind of thing, you know? And, like, that's a really big thing to do.
It sounds like a reasonable situation or solution. But, clearly she did not see it that way.
Yeah. Well, sorry, okay, so she was saying that she hated you and stuff. Yeah,
and then so she sent me this huge, text message about how I should never let her name come out of my mouth again, that she was like, fuck you in every language, I'm gonna beat your head into a brick wall, and okay.
Good.
And then, so that night I was hanging out with my other friend, we'll call her Jennifer, and me and Jennifer made a video of us singing to post on Jennifer's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sam and I used to do that sometimes for Sam's Instagram. Yeah. And we had one together, like a singing account together. Yeah. And so Sam was like, you're replacing me. Like, and I was like, no, I'm not. Like, you're not the only friend that I have that can sing. Like,
back.
You sing, you have friends who can sing. Like, you do stuff where you meet people who can sing. Like,
and this totally goes back to the whole self-image thing. Like, so uncomfortable, you can't have, like, anybody else. Like, you can't have any other relationships besides with her. Like, you need, like, to be the center of attention.
It's, like, selfish, like, even though I know she probably didn't think of it that way, but, like, for her, it was her being selfish. Like, I want this person to only sing with me, to only hang out with me, to only want me, to not think about herself. Like, she didn't want you to take time for yourself because she wanted your time to be invested into her, which, like, and you can keep going, but, like, it ties into the next one we have, and I'm reading it as we're talking about it, a persistent fear of abandonment and rejection, including extreme emotional reactions to real and even perceived abandonment. Yeah. So when you said that, she was probably like, oh my God, fuck, she doesn't want to be friends with me, she's ditching me, she wants to do other things besides me, and that's not even, you even explained that it wasn't that, you were like, we're best friends, I love you, I'm here, I just gotta do the shit, like, you wanna text me, you can, I'm just, like, gonna take, like, a day or two, even if it's not that long, I'm gonna take a day or two to, like, fucking work my shit out. If you need to text me, like, it wasn't like you were like, don't text me,
don't
talk to me, like, and you can still do that if you're like, I need some time, but, like, that's not even what you said. She just, like, totally took it as that way.
And honestly, like, the way I said it was, like, she would call me at, like, 2 in the morning and be like, I need you right now, like, come here. And I'd be like, okay. And I'd, like, jump in the car and I'd be at her house. So, like, it was a lot of just, like, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, as of right now, like, I can't.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so basically you tell her that you need time for yourself, and she does a 180 and freaks out and no longer is like, oh, I love you. And she's like, oh, I hate your guts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. All right. So the nexus symptom of borderline personality disorder is intense, highly changeable moods that can last for several days or for a few hours.
Yeah.
So obviously,
I mean, you even were just that whole like, oh, like, okay, and then I hate you text. Yeah. Like,
there it is, you know, right, like, there.
There's one good example right away.
Yeah.
But what about the all the stuff she did with the fake Instagram accounts?
Oh, okay. So,
oh, good.
Here
we go.
So, basically, when, okay, so I'm in the choir at my school that, like, sings for people who get Excelsior Awards when their, like, grades are super good. And so she got one. Mind you, she was in a school, like, for specifically focusing on mental health and just,
so
like,
she was
getting
the
help.
Like, help treatment.
Yeah, but she hated it.
Yeah.
So she and her mom came to me one day, and they were like, Rihanna, can you please do all of my schoolwork? And so with my own schoolwork, I also did hers.
Okay.
And so she...
Good.
She got an Excelsior Award for the
work
I did for her.
Oh, good.
And so, like, that's besides the point, but, like, come on.
Yeah.
And so I went to this event.
And you guys were, like, friends still. Like,
this is after the fight.
Okay. But were you guys, did you guys make up?
No. This is when I was like, goodbye, like, I'm done.
Okay, yeah.
So I sang for her getting an Excelsior Award that I did the work for her to get.
Yeah.
And she had the nerve when I was walking off stage, she flipped me off.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, done. Yeah. And I texted her right then and there, and I was like, I'm sorry. But I would like to be mature about things, and I think that this friendship is not healthy. It's not healthy for either of us.
Not.
You're depending on me, and I need my own space, and I think that it would just be better if we were not friends anymore.
Yeah.
And she started going at me, like, you're a fucking bitch, go kill yourself, like, saying crazy things to me.
Nice.
So I
not
was like,
good.
So I blocked
not
her.
Good.
I blocked her on everything because I didn't want her talking to me ever.
You gotta,
again.
Like, cut that toxicity out.
I was like, goodbye,
right?
We're
word,
done.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's good. That sounds right.
And so she started logging into my other friend's Snapchats and pretending to be them and asking me why I was upset.
It's a word. Okay, sorry, girl.
She was, like, asking me why I was upset through other people's Snapchats.
Okay. So she's, like, pretending.
Yeah, so she's like, why are you mad at Sam? But it was her.
Good.
Okay.
With other people's names.
Okay.
Psycho!
And then, people that you knew?
Yeah.
Like, things?
Yeah.
Were they aware that she was doing this?
Yeah. But she would lie to them. She was like, hey, can I log into your Snapchat? I forgot what my Snapchat username is, so I have to go look at it through your phone.
Total manipulation.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So Sam would start texting me as other people and be like, hey, it's Jake. Can you tell me what happened with you and Sam?
Okay.
And I knew it right away, so it was just like, you know what? It's our thing.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out if we figure it out. If we don't figure it out, we don't, you know?
Yeah.
And so she took a picture of a girl that I knew, a freshman that I knew, and she, what?
There's like a big-ass spider crawling towards us, and I'm freaking the fuck out.
Where?
We're good. It went under the basket.
I see it. He's fine. He's right there.
Sorry. She took a picture.
A picture of this girl that I knew, and, like, from a distance, and made it a profile picture on an Instagram that she made under this girl's name.
Okay.
And I saw it, and
she,
like...
Did she know the girl?
No.
Weird.
She just saw me talking to the girl once.
This is fucking creepy.
And so she made this Instagram account. And so for days was posting on it as this girl, pretending to be this girl. And then when she got her followers up and she had, like, a credible Instagram account, she requested to follow
me. Oh, God. That is
so bugged. And I was like,
oh,
my
God. It didn't look... It wasn't like, oh, one follower or something.
This is not fake. Like, she went through all
the lengths.
Yeah,
and she even put in the bio, like, our school and, like, the year of graduation. So I was like, oh, that's, like, weird. That's so weird.
Yeah.
And so, But I didn't know, you know, so I accepted the follow request. Like, and she started immediately was DMing me. And she's like, Rihanna, I'm sorry. I love you. Please, I want my sister back. Like, you need to answer me. Like, please answer me. I love
didn't
you so
even,
much.
Didn't even, like, try to, like, make it like it was this girl immediately.
You no, immediately you went to, like,
immediately
hi,
knew
me.
It was Sam. I said, sorry.
It's okay. Immediately was like, oh, I love you. Mm-hmm. And then, like, wait, wasn't she like, oh, I hope you do great things.
Yeah, she was like, I hope one day when you're in a band and you're on stage that I can sit in the audience and watch you. And I was what? No. You're so, like, what? And so she was just like, I love you so much. I can't lose my sister. You're my singing buddy. Like, don't leave me. And I was like, but in that moment,
in the real moment, Rihanna was like, oh my god, I'll take you back. Oh, and I literally had an hour intervention with her telling her, like, this is all right, when you make a fake Instagram account and, like, pretend to be someone else, you are beyond, like, you've had a psychotic break.
Yeah. Like, I really wish I still had the pictures.
I also wish you had that. But, like, this is to the point where it's, like, you are going beyond, over and beyond.
They're just doing
but
a
in
lot
a
of
bad
extra
way.
Work.
Like, you are not making yourself look good. You're making yourself look like a crazy-ass person. Sociopath, psychopath, whatever category you fall under, you are falling under it. So you just look crazy. Yeah. You just look crazy. So if someone's making fake Instagram accounts and trying to contact you, this is definitely a sign of BPD.
And if you have yourself taken care of and you love this person and you want to help them, you can help them get the help, but they can only help themselves. And if you need to worry about yourself, then worry about yourself.
So
always.
Always. So another sign of
BPD.
BPD is
I'm really
feeling this drink tonight, so everything is really hard to read.
Oh my gosh. Boozed up here. We are boozed up, bitches.
So the next sign is strong feelings of anxiety, worry, and depression.
Yeah, so basically she was always here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like telling me how much she wanted to die. Like all the time.
And I remember specifically actually like coming over and the basement at your house is always freezing cold. Mm-hmm. Especially in the winters, summer, whenever, is always fucking cold down there.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And I'd be like, outdoors. Oh my god, it's cold. And her literally saying, oh, yeah, but it really helps my anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, she liked it.
Is that
she
a
said
thing?
See, I personally like the warmth. The warmth helps my anxiety. I'm not saying she's wrong. It probably does. Yeah. I'm sure if she said it, like, it might be something. But, like, personally, that's not my arm. I need warmth. Yeah. I need a tanning bed or a sun or something. To help
you would think,
better.
Because, like, even with depression, it's, like, the worse, the more you sit in the air quotes dark, the worse you feel.
Yes,
like,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the environment reflects your feelings. So, like, if you're sitting in a dark, dingy environment, you're
maybe
gonna
that's
be more
where
depressed.
Between like anxiety and borderline personality disorder. Like, she's
you're gonna
like,
be more
depressed. So
that's
where
anyway.
That's why she needed the cold to keep her coldness.
Her frozen heart.
And really, that's like where she was all the time, in my basement in the dark, or in her bed in the dark, like always. And like, she called me the day before her birthday and was like, I hate my birthday, like, why was I born, just like stuff like that. And I would always, of course, like, try to be like, but you know, I love you so much, and like, you don't have to feel this way, like, I'm here for you. And she did it in times when, like, I was going through something so that I would, like, not focus on that and I would focus on her.
Yeah. So she was basically
away from yourself.
Trying to take center stage again.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the, like, self-esteem thing. Like, you need to be, they need to be, people with this disorder need to be center of attention.
Yeah.
Like, you need to focus on them. They need this attention to feed their self-esteem because they have low self-esteem. Yeah. They need this reassurance, like...
They need to be like, oh, this somebody is wrong with me, worships so,
me, you know what I mean?
So like, tell me that somebody's I'm pretty there and for that me. I'm good to you and that I'm your bestest friend in the entire world and I'm the only thing that matters to you, you know? So the next one that comes after that, which you kind of already peeked at a little bit before, was impulsive, risky, self-destructive, and dangerous behaviors, including reckless driving, drug or alcohol abuse, and having unsafe sex. So you said she was, like, high. Like, she was often high.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, she was high at my house all the time.
Just, like, marijuana?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
But mind you, Marissa and I are of legal drinking age. We're over legal drinking age, but... We're talking about children in our eyes. Yeah. Like, she was...
Younger than the drinking age in the United States. Yeah,
high school. Like, 16 years old. Like, you should not be high. You should not be on drugs at this age. And it's just, like, so sad. But also, what did she pull? She pull something?
So, she started dating this guy.
Okay.
And they were dating for 9 days.
Good.
And so after those 9 days, she decided to have unsafe sex with him.
Okay.
And so she did it all the time, right? And she would tell me about it. She'd like call me and be like, "Me and Jeffrey just," and I'd be like, "Okay, like I don't care." Like
Jeffrey Star at.
Hi, Jeffrey. No, we know it's not you. You're too we love pure you. And golden.
We love you. You're a perfect being.
Okay. So. Because she knew that I knew what she was doing, she, one day, along with her mother, pulled me into her bedroom, and they both said to me, that Sam was pregnant.
Okay.
And that her boyfriend, Jeffrey, was going to push her down the stairs and didn't want anything to do with the child.
I don't even know what to say.
And so
I'm just gonna drink.
She took 2 pregnancy tests.
Okay.
And they both came back positive.
Okay.
Came back positive in quotes. And her mother was like, "Yeah, so you're the closest thing that this child is going to have to an aunt."
Good.
I just like how immediately they're like, "Here you go. Yeah. Here's your issue.
You're like a child in high school." Yeah.
And they're like,
"Here you go, you're an aunt."
So they're like, "You know, Sam's not working yet."
Yeah.
Because she was a year younger than me.
Okay.
So, yeah. So 16 I'm
pregnant.
16.
Young. 15.
She 15 was only pregnant. 14 at the time.
14?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Her mom started her in kindergarten early, so we were in the same grade.
Issues. But don't start your kid too early.
Hold it back, hold it back, hold it back.
Hold it back.
So,
It's cooler to be older when you're a senior. That's for show. Yeah. Get your driving lessons.
When you're the only one who could drive, it's great.
Yeah.
And so, her mother and her decided, you know, that it was, like, a really fantastic idea to tell me all this. And then,
and she,
her
mother... You're an aunt.
Yeah, her mother said, "Listen, you're an aunt. Also, you're gonna be, like, a parental figure to this child because you're always with Sam, like, all the time. You guys are always together, so it's gonna be, like, you know, she has two moms. And I was like, that's...
Oh, good! Oh, my God. So she's like, "You are now my..."
Like, no choice.
Yeah.
It was like, "You are now a lesbian mother. Yeah, congratulations."
She was like, "You are now, like, co-parenting this child with me." And I was like, "No." And so her mom was like, "Yeah, and Sam's not working yet, so we're gonna need half of your paycheck."
Oh,
stop.
My...
Stop.
Jesus.
And I was like,
what is wrong with people?
She said that.
"We're going to need half of your paycheck."
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's my input on this woman. So I've never officially met her. No, I did officially meet her once. And the first thing she said to me was, "Wow, you look tan." And I said thank you because it was like the summer. But then I thought, like, later, I was like, "I've never met you before. How do you know
I'm tan?
And I learned in the future that this woman was so... I don't even have a word for what she is, but basically, when her daughter was in the hospital for trying to, like, slice her wrists open, she was more involved with learning about, like, my life and my situation and everything. Yeah. So, to me, right there was a huge red flag. It was like, your daughter's in the hospital, she just tried to cut her wrists, and you're sitting at home talking about nonsense with someone else.
Yeah. Mind you, she was not sitting at home, she was sitting in our kitchen.
Yeah, she's sitting in your kitchen listening to your mom tell random stories to just pass the time, and the stories somehow involved me. So I have this random lady, Sam's mother, telling me that I look tan, therefore sending off signals in my head that, like, she's looked me up and she knows more about me and she's more focused on these other things than the fact that her own child is starving for attention.
Severely. And
is hurting herself. Yeah, to the point where she's hospitalized and needs, like, specialized therapy and all this crazy stuff.
So, good.
They basically said that I had to give them money, and I was and I was ready to do it, too, because I was like, oh my god, like, this kid is gonna grow up with...
Because you care for them, and they were, like, honestly, in a way, I don't even know if they even knew they were doing it, but they were, like, taking such advantage of, like, just your overall mentality, like, your overall care for this person.
You're a stable person.
Taking advantage of
And they're
of
like, what she the looks fuck?
You're not even, like, you can't even get her pregnant. Like, it's not even,
you
like,
can't even drive your children.
Really? Yeah. You're like, working what? Like, in the summer? Like, in the summer when you're off of high school? Like, you can't afford a children, like, a child. Yeah. You can barely afford to go out to eat all the time with your friends. Why, though? You're getting that money from your parents, mostly. Why the fuck would they be coming to you about, like, hey, support half of our child? Like, it's not even yours! And it's fucking insane.
Yeah, and so, also during the summer, well, that's not even the craziest part of the story.
Insert explosion noise here.
Mine fucking blown.
But that's literally not even the craziest part of the story, because I later found out that those pregnancy tests were drawn in. The positives were drawn in.
And only Sam knew this, right? Like, the mom didn't know this.
No,
the mom thought it was
the
real.
The mom knew.
Stop.
They told Jeffrey that they were going to do that to me. And so later, when Jeffrey and Michelina broke up,
fake pregnancy tests
realized
and stupid.
And the fact that your mother is going in on this. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, insane.
Well, this comes to, like, they're all fucking nuts. Like, whatever their
diagnosis. Can, I'm not saying it can, like, literally genetically be passed down.
It can.
But,
no, it definitely can.
But not even that. It doesn't, if it can or if it can't, even if Sam didn't get it genetically, you can just be fucked up just by being around it.
Yeah.
And I think clearly, either way, if it was in her genes or not, she was around it and then it caused her.
Yeah.
So if she had it, it just made it worse. And if she didn't have it, it was already, she's already fucked up anyway.
Yeah, and then over the summer, I had this, like, short little thing with, like, a guy.
Yeah.
And I was not allowed to hang out with him. I was not allowed to see him. I was not allowed to talk to him when we were together. And then that ended up, like, not working out. Because Sam was always like, you can't be with him when I'm around. And I was like, why? Like, we're not dating.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, you're my friend. Like, what do you think? Like,
and friends are supposed to be supportive.
Yeah.
Like, you can understand if it was like, hey, like, you've been spending a lot of time or something, but it's like, you said it was a short thing. Like, how long could it have been that
exactly.
you spent time with this guy over Sam, you know? Like,
and it was almost never.
Yeah.
The only time
clearly
I chose to hang out with him and not Sam was if we were already together and Sam called me and was like, can you hang out? And there were times
I was like, no, just can't.
Yeah, and there were times when Sam would call me and be like, I'm about to kill myself. Like, you need to come over. Like, leave him right now. Like, you need to come over. And I would drop everything and be like, sorry, gotta go. Like,
yeah. Yeah, so you were like that person.
Manipulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. BS, too.
Seriously.
And then she started, like, hanging out with me and this guy, and he was like, I don't want to hang out with you if your friend is always going to be there, because it's like I was babysitting her, and he was like, I'm not going to, like, sit here and, like, babysit your friend with you, and I was like, yeah, no, I totally get that, so, like...
Because I do it all the time.
fuck me, right? Yeah. But yeah. All right. So then the next one.
Wait. Do hits.
Okay. So for the next one is just hostility as a symptom. So.
I mean, she's hostile, like, now.
Yeah.
So, like, she had a lot of, like, I'm gonna stab you at school threats, or, like...
Good.
Jesus.
I'm gonna, normal. Like, bash your head in. She sent her boyfriend after me with a, oh, the water balloon. She sent her boyfriend after me after choir. He came to the school when I was walking out with a hammer.
Oh.
And him and a couple of his friends were like, I'm gonna beat you up, and then a couple of my, like, oh my guy friends, God. Like, came running out, and, like, they just, like, kind of, like, grabbed me, and we ran into my friend, Robert's car. Yeah, so there's that happen, and then there was, the water balloon. She said she wanted to fill a water balloon with boiling hot water and drop it on me so that she could watch my skin boil and peel off for nice. Her own personal enjoyment. And so when I heard that, because the school called me in, because somebody, like, heard it and reported it, and the school yeah. called me in, and they're like, so Michalina said this, and I went, wouldn't her hands burn off first? Like, wouldn't they just melt the balloon? Like, you're like, dumb.
I don't like, even think that that's, like,
plastic, latex possible, but, like...
Yeah.
It's fine. So she's yeah, not a chemist, like, yeah. but she's yeah. definitely violent.
She's not a chemist.
All right, so the last sign and symptom of borderline personality disorder is unstable career paths, goals, and aspirations.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, even with just, like, making plans in these, she'll be like, I'll be over at 2 o'clock, and then she's not over until 5, and yeah. not I didn't hear from her at all. Or, like, yeah. she'll just, like... tell me that we're not hanging out one day and then just, like, show up at my house,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And then with her goals, like...
I was gonna say, did she ever say she wanted to, like, be something? Like, I know you're not at the point where, like, you have to really... You weren't friends with her at a point where it's like, oh, I have to start thinking about college yet.
Yeah.
As much, so, like, maybe well, it wasn't a huge thing. But did she ever
first, say she wasn't gonna go to college, but she was gonna finish high school. Okay. And then, now she wants to get her GED.
Okay.
And,
so she wants to drop out?
Yeah, and become a hair and makeup artist. So, but that could have changed, you yeah, know, like, yeah, yeah. she's all over the place with yeah. everything.
Yeah.
All the time.
Can I, sorry, were you done with that?
Yeah, I was
okay. This was something that you said, like, really at the very beginning, and I just hadn't wanted to cut you off, but now I remember that I wanted to ask. When you said that, okay, so the time she came over... in which she self-harmed, and then you took her to the hospital, and you said that they put her in a mental health, like, she got, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Since she was under, like, I know the legal age for, like, in America is, like, 18 for everything, like, that's when you're a legal adult, so clearly she was under that age. When she was put in there, did she have to be in there for a certain amount of time? Because me and my mom were actually talking about that today, like, how... here, if you're an adult and over 18, you have a choice, but they can only really keep you for, like, 3 days, whereas, like, in different states, it's longer or shorter, and so I just wanted to know, because she's under 18, how long they, like, had to keep her in, if you know, like,
so,
about that.
So, basically, because she was under 18, it was up to her parents. Okay. So, the doctor said, I suggest that she stay for 7 days.
Okay.
And her parents only signed off for 48 hours.
Mm.
So good. They picked her up okay. 2 out of the 7 days that
but
she
like,
was
But, like, if the parents
to
were to say 7 days, she has to say it. Like, she doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
The parents have the choice because she's under. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Because me and my mom were actually talking about that today. But, yeah, so I was curious about that.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, yeah, a lot of things, it's like if you go and you're over 18 and you're on, like, suicide watch, it's only 72 hours. And then they can't really... do anything after that. Like, yeah. you can't be held against your will for, you know, longer yeah. than that. So I just want to know. Good thing to know. Which sucks, because obviously your parents aren't that sane either, so.
No, they definitely yeah. weren't.
Ugh, it's
and
rough.
Also, like,
it's really
random,
rough.
Like, random story about my mom and Sam.
Yeah.
So, she came to our family vacation with, yeah. you know, Ange was there as well. So, she came to our family vacation yeah. 2 years in a row. And the year when I realized that things were getting weird, so, like, this past summer, I was like, I don't...
remember. She was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
And I was like, I don't want to be I don't want to be around her for that long. Yeah. So I tried to, like, hint to her, like, not to go. Yeah. Like, I was like, it's not going to be fun. We went last year. We're going to do all the same things. Like, you should stay with your family. They're scared to let you go. She's like, no, like, I'm going. And I was like, okay, fine. And my mom and her were standing in the little, like, bathroom area. Yeah. And she says out loud to my mom, because my mom had recently lost her job. Like, she had to look for a new job.
Yeah.
And she said to my mom, because my mom was, like, explaining, talking to my dad about how she was, like, interviewing for her new job and whatever, and how, like, the other people at her old job were really mean to her, and that she was, like, glad that she was out of it, and just, like, looks at her, grabs her arm, and says, "Don't worry, all of your enemies will burn in hell."
Oh.
And my mom was like, "Thanks, hun. Like, thank you."
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh.
That's, like, scary.
Yeah.
Didn't she really bite you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
She bit you?
All the time.
Wait.
She would have, like, she bit me. Like, what specific time are you talking about?
Because I didn't know there was more than one time.
Like,
I just knew
hard,
she bit.
Or was that just, like, a funny thing? Like,
no.
Or, like, it was, like, hurtful. Like, often?
Like, yeah. Like, she also would get her boyfriend to, like, grab me. Like, if we were sitting in the basement all together, he would, like, grab me and just, like, chuck me on the couch. If she got pissed off at something I did, he'd just, like, pick me up and throw me on the couch.
Oh. No.
Silence. Like, I just don't even know.
No words.
And I just, like, didn't know what to do, because I was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, well, she's my friend, you know, and you try to, like, you know, have sort of, like, excuse for it, but, like, that's, like, oh my God,
that's
can't.
That's fucking weird.
That is fucking weird.
Yeah. Get
I'm
off
biting
me.
Ange.
Yeah, get the fuck off
You fucking
me.
Piss me off.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Don't,
well,
if someone's biting you, it's a sign.
But I didn't, like, it just went.
No,
over
no,
my
I
head.
I know.
I know, Rihanna. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm just telling everybody else out there, if someone starts fucking biting you, stop being friends with
if
them.
If a guy that you're not dating is throwing you on the couch, like, I would be so pissed. I'd be like, "Don't fucking touch me."
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Creepy, no. Don't
That's
touch
weird.
Me.
But, like she would, like, send him to do it.
But I'm sure, like, I mean, what's hard is, like, you clearly, especially, like, once you started to tell, like, things were off and you guys were, like, on these, like, this, like, rocky path where you were, like, fighting and then friends again. It's, like, hard because you're, like, I am still her friend. I want to help her. And you're, like, walk on eggshells. So I'm sure when, like, some of that shit happens, you don't want to be, like, come on, Sam, like, you know, like, fight with her when you know how fragile and, like, mentally unhealthy she is.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to, like, encourage it. Like, it's just a weird, weird place to be in.
Yeah.
When you're in that situation. Ugh, it's a lot.
So, it says that one of the ironies of this disorder is that people with
PD.
God, no.
PTSD.
Sorry. May crave closeness, but their intense and unstable emotional responses tend to alienate others, causing long-term feelings of isolation. Even though they have, like, these close friends, their craziness eventually pushes them away, which obviously happened
Another
in this
thing,
case.
Too, like, that I can ask, did she, like, was she often in relationships? Like, I know you said she dated that one guy who, like, she immediately started, like, having unsafe sex with. And, like, the guy that pushed you, was that the same guy? Was she, like, in and out of relationships a lot? Like, how was her love life, so-called?
Well,
like,
it was always on and off, but it was the same.
The same person.
Guy. But
it's just unstable.
They couldn't.
But it was, it wasn't like a stable relationship.
Yeah, they couldn't hold their relationship for more than about 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's crazy. Alright.
Okay, so here's the important part.
Yeah.
So around 80% of people with borderline personality disorder display suicidal behaviors, which we obviously saw with Rihanna and Sam. Like, she tried to cut herself and harm herself and cut so deep that she needed stitches.
And
so,
using drugs
and
or whatever.
Using drugs and, you know, whatnot. And it even says, like, suicide includes cutting themselves, burning themselves, and other self-destructive acts, which we obviously saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's estimated that between 4 and 9% of people with BPD will die by suicide. So we can't stress enough that getting professional help is crucial to get over this disorder.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good to, you know, for you, like, I think you were as much of a part as you should have been. If anything, you were put yourself out there way more than you mentally deserved to do or had to do. Like, you didn't, that's, like, a big thing. Like, just because you're dating someone or friends with them or whatever, like, you really don't owe them anything. So, like, it's not like you even owed her that time, but it was really helpful of you. But it comes, like, especially when it gets as serious as BPD is pretty serious. I mean, I don't really think there's a minor
This article even says, being in a relationship, whether it's romantic or just a friendship with someone who has BPD can be stressful, which it clearly was, and it's very difficult to acknowledge and accept that a treatment needs to be put
you
in
need
place.
Professional
like,
help.
You need professional help, and that's the only way.
Because it's going to cause too much stress, not just on the person going through that, because it is a lot for them, but, like, everyone else who's going to attempt to help, like, you really can only do so much. Like, you really can't, like, fix them. And it is, and it's also just a part of the person, too. Like you said, like, they need to be able to want to help themselves as well as needing someone to professionally do it.
Yeah, it's definitely really important to, like, tell somebody who can give you the professional help that you need, because it's such a difficult disorder to, like, function with.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw her, even though we had our ups and downs, like, I saw her struggling on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And she was just too afraid to get the help that she needed, and her parents weren't comfortable with her getting help because of...
And this... Yeah.
Yes.
Know, like, this is where it's so sad, because,
especially,
like,
you're under an age where, like, the consent does come from your parents if your parents aren't helpful.
Yeah, and that's what's so sad. Like, if your parents are, like, in denial, like, they're not gonna get you the help you need, which clearly in this case was needed.
Yeah.
And it even says that this is a complex condition, and treatment usually requires long-term talk therapy, and it's important to find a mental health professional who has experience in treating this condition.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a everyday thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty rare, honestly, but...
this is something that, like, directly affects almost everything you could do. And there's a lot of, like, mental conditions, like, that affect your mental health that could get to this point, but this is something that I think from the get-go affects this. Like, it's kind of like, it's like there's things that can, like, other mental health things that could start at zero, but, like, I feel like BPD is, like, already at 100. Like, if you're here, like, it's... you're there. Like, there's really no, like, minor, you know, case. Yeah, like, it's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
So it's not even, like, I don't think it's even always that common either.
Yeah, and
But it's still, like, if you, you know, you got those things, you gotta get your help.
Yeah, and with talk therapy, somebody with this condition can learn how to reduce impulsive and self-destructive behaviors and understand more about their condition. But they need the commitment of a long-term treatment and positive and healthy change.
Yeah.
Like, they
need to be on the same page.
Yeah. Like,
just to be able to reduce, like, those, like, self-destructive behaviors, like, could literally save their life, you know? So, like, even if it is something as minor as just, like, talking to put that down, I mean, that's already a huge step, and, like, already adding more time for them. They're, you know, life is precious.
Life
really
is precious. Yeah, so on this so happy note.
Yes.
That's about it. So if you know anybody with, like, multiple signs and symptoms that we've gone through, like, they're most likely suffering from borderline personality disorder, and that's you scary. Need to get them treatment right away, because yeah. you're not going to be able to help them. This is, yeah. like, we cannot stress enough that you need a, like, professional help yeah. when it comes to this condition.
And if you feel this way, even if you just have, like, one of the things, or you have some sort of mental breakdown or anxiety or something that you're going through, like, don't be afraid to ask for help, to find it yourself, to tell your friends or family, whatever, someone that you trust in this. Like, they can help you. Therapy is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It really is. So,
Don't feel ashamed.
Like, literally everyone needs therapy. Therapists need therapy. Like, yeah. everybody can benefit from it in some way. So, even if you think you're, like, the most sanest person, like, yeah. you can still go to therapy, and, like, it's still gonna help, so, like, you know, it's not embarrassing or anything. I love it when people tell me they go to therapy. I'm like, oh my god, same, and isn't it great? And they're like, oh my god, yes. So, yeah. it's just a really good thing to...
And your mental health is, like...
So important.
Just as important as your physical health, mm-hmm. and if you're feeling, like... any of these symptoms or anything, or like Marissa was saying, like, just go, like,
yeah.
get,
can't get help you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. get only somebody gonna help. To help you, and yeah. if you're seeing somebody around you who, who's going through something like this, right now, Sam is getting help, as far as I know, yeah. so, when I removed myself yeah. from the equation, she realized that, like, she needed
yeah.
real professional help. So, if that's what you have to do,
yeah,
like,
it could help.
You
yeah.
definitely have to put yeah. that person's,
yeah,
what's going to help them become stable. And also, it was just, like, really important for yourself to not yeah. have that. But also, like, it's something that could help them. Yeah. So, you need to, like... step back and really evaluate the situation and figure out where you stand in it. Yeah. And, you know, it's, like, important yeah. to figure it out.
Yeah. And I know we were saying before, like, oh, don't be afraid to, like, worry about yourself first.
Yeah.
But, like, it is huge. Like, even if it is complete, if it ends up getting to the point where it's too stressful for your own life and you have to cut it out, or it gets to the point where they're literally threatening your life and you have to cut the person out, like, don't feel like, if for some reason maybe they were to get a little worse after that, even, like, it's not your fault. You have to cut yourself out of that, because you can literally save your own life, and if yeah. it means saving one life over two, you know, like, so I, you know, and God forbid something were to happen, like, it still would not be your fault. It's not yeah. on you. Like, it's still their situation, and... like, in your, like, you did what you could, yeah. you know? You don't even had to have done half the things you did.
And you cannot help somebody who's going through something mentally if you are not mentally
okay
yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, really, yeah. it's just, like, a difficult...
Mental health is super important. Yeah. And like you said, it's more important than, like, it's just important as physical, because... your mental health's not good, trust me, your physical health will decline right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, it literally causes so many things physically, and people don't realize that. Like, you can literally give yourself, like, every little symptom. Yeah. Ulcers, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
just seriously.
So, happy Mental Health Month, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully, take some things from this. And
look for the signs, yeah. get your friends, get yourself
yeah.
that help.
And yeah, get yourself, like, I'm not even saying you have to be sitting there being like, oh my god, I'm, like, crazy and I'm going through a lot of stuff. Like, no, like, even if you're just like, yeah, I just having, like, a couple bad days, like, okay, go do something that helps you out. Do something that makes you happy. Take a mental health day off of work.
Oh, I literally did that.
Like, there's so many simple things to do, yeah. Or just, like, fucking go to a therapy session, even if you just go to one, like, it feels nice to talk to someone who's, like, a total outsider in your life.
Yeah.
Who's, like, there for you, and, like, not even, like, they have to sit there and be on your side all the time, but they're with you, like, they're there to help you, and, like, literally even one fucking session is, like, just a good mental health, like, just a mental detox almost.
Nice.
Do a mask, take a bath.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Just do it.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's yeah. so late. All right.
Thank you for listening
to another episode of Boozed Up Bitches.
We're boozy. Yeah.
We are so boozed up, we have to sign off right now. All right, bye.